Right, well, photography, this is an interesting area. Photography could be a very artistic and technical or simplistic and visual and nice and designed sort of way of opening this topic. But the main part of what I want to discuss is the graphic design and print element of how images and photography take place. And it's important to do your research, and this is what a designer would do, is have a look at different trends and models and layouts and structures, and that's their editorial layout bit of the work that they would do. And it's not so much at the early stages or the first half of the project that they would be aware of exactly what it is that they're doing. They would be a wire structure in some ways of this is how we'd like it to look. Now, I've done a few projects where we've used the images, and it's really important. And the reason why I'm doing this particular podcast is because I want to stress the key bits that you need, the for information that you need to pass on to your designer in terms of having the images. I've had people in the past who have given me images and said, "Can you not take that from the web?" And if I've taken an image and I've taken it off one of their images on their website, it's a very different issue when it comes to printing, and people don't generally understand that, or they have a vague idea. So it's always quite good to remember that 300 DPI is the standard basic sort of level of the resolution you need an image to be at. And once people have got their heads around this and they think, right, that's all right, then that's good. On the other side, some people really understand and get to the grips of a 72 DPI, a very low resolution image that you cannot use for anything other than web. But they'll give you a very, very big, large file, like a huge height and width, which sort of is fine, but it isn't at the same time. It's still low resolution. A basic standard to work from is 300 DPI. And the bigger and larger the image, the better. And I think this is something that needs to be stressed, because too many times that designers do get the wrong content, whether it is text or image, and specifically image can be something that changes the way text looks. And I know in one of my previous, I think it's number 13 podcast, we were talking about white space. However, sometimes the white space aspect, if you remove the white space, you could actually put something to fill that rather than have it as white space. That's what I'm trying to say. So instead of having the white space, a client might want it to look a certain way and have color. So instead of creating a gradient or a blank color, you could put an image in the background. But that image needs to, again, be the 300 DPI. It needs to be a very large image. It can't just be any old image. If it's of a size that would fit into a page, that's fine. But then to be able to take that image and make it larger or scale it up in any way is just not right. And I think that's something else that should be a separate podcast, because there's so much to talk about there, is the way that sometimes people come into it and ask the designer to do things. They don't understand that it needs to be created from the image and as artwork. So somehow creating a 2D graphical version of that, or a very ugly pixelated version of that, can be stylized, but that's not the look that most people want to go for. So I think as long as the basics of photography are, and good photography by a good photographer is used, then we're on our way forward to gaining a better practice of the relevant and good content, so that the design job can become an easier process, really. Sorry if this one sounds like a rant, but it sort of is, I guess, in some ways.